It is time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Linda.
Remind us of what last week's challenge was.
Yes, it was a stealth Mother's Day puzzle from listener Peter Weiss of West Palm Beach, Florida. I said, name something in 11 letters that's a common household item. I said, you can rearrange the first six letters to form a synonym of a word spelled by the middle three letters. What's the item and what are the words? Well, the item is a thermometer. The middle three letters are mom, and you can rearrange the first six letters to spell mother.
Very cute. We got about 350 correct answers. Our randomly selected winner is Jeff Vorchheimer of Summit, New Jersey. Jeff, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So how'd you figure it out?
I got on my commuter train home to Summit. It took about an hour, and I literally wrote down every household item I could think of, and finally I got up to the medicine cabinet, thermometer, and I found the very clever puzzle contained inside.
So do I understand correctly that you want to use this chance to sneak in a little belated Mother's Day message?
Absolutely, if I can.
Sure.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to three great moms in my life, my wife Karen, my mother Lorraine, and my mother-in-law Phyllis. Great ladies and totally devoted to their families.
Do you have a question for Will?
I just was wondering, how does the internet change how you think about constructing a puzzle?
Are you talking about a crossword or are you talking about an NPR puzzle?
I was talking about a crossword.
Gotcha. Doesn't affect my thinking at all, because I proceed on the basis that people are not using references. And if you decide to use them, that's fine. But, you know, the biggest change, the New York Times used to have a 900-number clue line where you could call for, you know, $1.50 a minute and get a couple of answers. Nowadays, that's just gone dead because you can Google everything for free.
I don't think I knew that. So, Jeff, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Very much so, and I would appreciate any help, Linda, you can give me.
Will, let's do it.
All right, Jeff and Linda. I'm going to name two kinds of people or things. You name something they both do in three letters. For example, if I said a false witness and a person in bed, you would say lie. They both lie. Well, every answer is three letters. And here's number one, a marathoner and a woman's stocking.
I would say run.
They both run. A pugilist and a worker at a shipping warehouse.
Well, for pugilist, I was thinking jab, but that doesn't quite work.
Think more general than that. What does a pugilist do?
Thank you very much. I would guess box.
They both box. A hip-hop artist and a spirit at a seance.
Rap.
They both rap. A restaurant patron and a boat with too many people in it.
Not for three letters. I wasn't thinking anything. Linda, do you have any ideas?
No, I can't help. I'm writing it down. I'm thinking. I'm not helping.
Well, I guess right, eat wouldn't go, but anyway, go ahead, please.
And what do you do after you eat, at the end of your meal?
Oh, I see, yes.
Sorry, Linda, go ahead.
You tip.
You tip. That's right, and a boat with too many people in it would tip. How about an overfilled balloon and a weasel?
I think about what I can do. Pop.
They both pop. The moon and an employee at a car wash.
Wax.
They both wax. And your last two, they are phonetic. Their two words sound the same but are spelled differently. And your first one of these is a seamstress and a farmer in the spring.
So and so, I think.
That's it. And your last one, a plant that doesn't get enough sun, and a salon worker.
Die and die.
They both die. Nice job.
Thank you.
Jeff, great job. And for playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Jeff, what's your public radio station?
WNYC in New York City.
Jeff Vorchheimer of Summit, New Jersey. Thank you very much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both. It's been an honor.
So, Will, what is the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from Mike Hinterberg of Loveland, Colorado. Name a creature in 9 letters. The name contains a T, as in Thomas. Drop the T, and the remaining letters can be rearranged to spell 2 related modes of transportation. What are they? So again, a creature in 9 letters, the name contains a T, drop the T, and the remaining letters can be rearranged to spell 2 related modes of transportation. What are they?
When you have the answer, you go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a telephone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thank you very much, Will.
Thanks a lot, Linda.